telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So I guess Donald Trump blinked. Is that what just happened? I mean, but we're going to put in these amazing reciprocal tariffs. And oh, yeah, the stock market's plummeting. And now we're not, except for China. I don't know. Does anybody actually think that there is a plan here? Listen, I'm going to get to all of that. The sheer scale of the incompetence here is breathtaking. Breathtaking. I'm going to spend the last bit of the show this afternoon. Of course, we're on from 2 to 4, so you're not going to want to go anywhere. Buckle in, sit tight. Going to get to all of that. But I do want to tell you about an incredibly special guest I've got coming up at 2:30. Excuse me. His name is Brian Rensinger. He wrote a book called Land Rich, Cash Poor. And he talks about our disappearing farms. He recently published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel an excerpt from that book where he talks about farmland feminism. And my ancestors here in Wisconsin were indeed farmers, German immigrants, as well as Irish immigrants. And those farming traditions were passed down to my mom, who used to have an enormously huge, much to my chagrin as a young woman, garden that I helped her with. There is a long history of women doing quote-unquote men's work when it comes to agriculture. And Mr. Rensinger is going to suggest to us that re-engaging with some of that farmland history of feminists in farming, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, might be a small pathway forward to bridge the urban-rural divide. And wouldn't that be nice? Of course, that is more complicated than it sounds. We're going to discuss all that with Brian at 2:30. Cannot wait to have that discussion. But the place that I want to start today is pretty simple. Because it is my contention to you, and we talk about this frequently on this program, that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Elon Musk and Fox News and basically the entire right-wing media architecture on a daily basis intentionally lie to you. And even when their lies are pointed out and they are fact-checked, they ignore those facts and continue to lie to you. Now, I will promise you this. In my entire time that I will spend talking to each and every one of you over these radio airwaves, I will never, ever intentionally lie to you about anything. And if I am fact-checked on the air by a listener, by you, by email, after the fact, I will always endeavor to correct myself and get it right. Now, I'm not talking about rhetorical flourishes or you know, sort of blurring the lines of things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about knowing and intentional lies about incredibly important things that impact your quality of life and mine. And one of those big, whopper, huge lies that gets told on a near daily basis, of course, the tariffs will make the middle class rich. Yeah, that's one of them. We'll get to all that, which everyone around Donald Trump knows is a lie. But one of the biggest lies that's been floating around recently is that everywhere you look in the federal government, there is massive, breathtaking fraud, waste, and abuse. And I'm here to tell you that, of course, fraud, waste, and abuse exists in the federal government, in our state government, in our local government, just as it does in every single private corporation, in every publicly traded one, in every closely held business.
Of course it exists. It exists everywhere. But the entire premise for dismantling the federal government of mass firings, firing 82,000 Veterans Administration officials and workers, shutting down USAID has been, it's a big waste and there's all this fraud. Well, let's listen to Vice President Vance trot out what I thought was one of the most shocking statistics and biggest freaking lies I have heard told about our federal government in a long time.
You look at people who are 150 years old, who are fraudulently collecting Social Security payments. You see our Social Security system, 40% of the people who are calling in are actually committing fraud. That means the 60% who need their Social Security checks are waiting in line.
Two huge, enormous, terrible lies told in that interview. That was April 3rd, just 6 days ago. That's J.D. Vance on Fox and Friends. These are lies that the president himself has told, that Elon Musk has told, that have gotten repeated over and over and over again, that makes us distrust Social Security. And as we're listening to GOP members of the House of Representatives and the Senate start to take up budget reconciliation bills, which on the House side include budget measures that would necessitate massive life-altering cuts to Medicare and Medicaid and, yes, Social Security, knowing damn well whether or not we taxpayers are giving away billions of dollars to 150-plus-year-olds through Social Security, knowing whether or not 40% of the calls coming into the Social Security Administration are all fraud. Yeah, this would seem to provide the factual predicate basis for very draconian cuts to Social Security. And of course, similar allegations have been made about Medicare and Medicaid. But my argument to you today and every day is that Donald Trump is a liar. A profligate one, a knowing, intentional liar. So is J.D. Vance. So is Elon Musk. So are their enablers on Fox News. And if we are going to lie about things like Social Security so that we can deprive working class Americans who earned those benefits what is rightfully there, how can we even have any reasonable discussion about actual policy questions, about actual problems in government? Because if those two facts were true, if we were spending billions paying Social Security benefits to 150-year-olds, if 40% of every set of phone calls, of all the calls that the Social Security Administration gets in a year, were all fraud, I'd want to cut Social Security too. But those are lies. So this first half hour, I'm going to give to you the anatomy of the MAGA lies, using these two lies about Social Security, a benefit that virtually all working Americans will come to depend on in some way, shape, or form as they enter old age. And my suggestion to you is lying about things like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid is not just morally wrong, it's not just wrong on the facts, but it is one of the most dangerous set of lies because it will cost lives. So let's turn to these lies that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and his minions are telling you every day on Fox News and OAN and all these garbage outlets in the right-wing mediaverse. Lie number one, and Trump said this last month, that people as old as 150 years old have been getting Social Security benefits. This is a lie. The Social Security Administration maintains a database using COBOL, which is an ancient 70-year-old computer programming language that does not have a standardized way to store and work with dates. So often a default date is chosen, most commonly May 20th, 1875. which, if you do the math, 1875 to 2025 would make someone, 150 years old. They plug that date in if no birth date is known. And back in 2022, the Social Security Administration put a default into its benefits payment system that will stop automatically, without exception, any benefit payment going to anyone over 115 years of age. Now, we can say that should be 95 or maybe 80 or how they should check that every year. But it is simply impossible for someone who appears to be 150 years of age to fraudulently collect Social Security payments. This was pointed out in February by the Washington Post. February, you know, 2 months ago, after Elon Musk lied and made this claim. It was debunked by the Washington Post in February, and yet Donald Trump repeated it and continues to repeat it. He said it in a speech in March, and J.D. Vance, not a week ago, again lied to you. These are knowing and intentional lies, and they will cost American lives. John from Sun Prairie, you're on the line. What do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Hi, I'm a Social Security recipient, and to be honest, I don't know how DOGE will manage these cuts, but I guess we got to give them a try at it. Quite frankly,
John, I'm going to hop in there. Please, John, stay on the line. Let's bring John back when we come back from a couple of little business matters we have here at Civic Media, because do we have to let him try it? If you're willing to lie about this, what else will you be lying about? We're going to take care of some business. Be right back with John from Sun Prairie and your calls and texts, 855-752-4842. The Anatomy of Mega's Lies. My discussion continues with you after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.